What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Meticulously Ridiculous. Comedian, actor, voiceover artist, and frequent Douglas Movies guest TJ Miller is starring in his first HBO stand-up comedy special entitled TJ Miller, Meticulously Ridiculous. The special, filmed at the Paramount Theater in TJ's hometown of Denver, Colorado, highlights the Silicon Valley star's high-energy, unorthodox comedic observations on life, death, and everything in between. TJ Miller, Meticulously Ridiculous, yeah! Premieres on Saturday, June 17th at 10 p.m. on HBO. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrapper screening, maybe sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is... I'm pretty sure it's... Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That almost sounded like I was forcing you guys to do that.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater, Franklin location. In Los Angeles, it's Tuesday, June 13th, 2017, and the smell of name tags is in the air. Look at you guys. What happened to you? Why is Los Angeles suddenly the name tag capital of the world? Again, you've regained the crown. We got Joash instead of Jaws. Joash. Who is that swimming up eating pizza? That's you? Why does it look like... It looks like a black man or an athlete or something. That's your face? Okay. And speaking of faces, right next to you, that says Oscar face on it? Instead of Scarface? And then, yeah, he's showing me that his profile is the same in real life as it is on his poster that says Oscar face. Then we've got, instead of She's the Man, this is a pretty good one, She's the Dan, which is short for Danielle.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. Yeah. What's that fucking scary Grinch shit up there? That is like the creepiest Grinch doll. Yeah, don't make his arms wave around. Don't move his hat. He's a fucking creep. Oh, his head spins around? It's like the Exorcist Grinch doll? The fuck? I gotta give some props to Star Wars Episode One, the Fan Dom Menace. And if you're listening, the colors, the brilliant photoshopping. Dom, could you stand up and show the rest of the crowd how amazing you're look at that. That's fucking killing it. This Annabelle shit, I will not stand for. Oh my God, why do you have a full-blown Annabelle doll, Creedavion? You're the director of the Annabelle movies?
The new one, yeah.
The newest one? Of two?
Yeah.
There's two of them?
Yeah.
You're the director of Annabelle 2?
Yes.
And you're like, I'm gonna go to Douglas Movies. And I'm gonna fucking bring a full-blown Annabelle doll that's creepy as fuck, and we'll sit behind him. That's not cool, dude. I gotta get a good picture of that. Stay out of this, pink lady. So much, it's so fuchsia, whatever the color that is. I gotta leave you in it a little bit, because you know how these phones are. Oh my God. That is scary as fuck. And your name's Dave what?
Sandberg.
Sandberg? All right, I'm gonna look up and see if he really directed it. That'd be a weird lie. Don't you know who I am? Annabelle 2. Let's give it a plug. When does it open?
August 11th.
Woo! Right. Would you, offhand, you know, I know you don't want to necessarily brag or pat yourself on the back, but scarier than Annabelle 1?
Much scarier.
Much scarier. Oh, the lady in the colorful clothes. You're in it?
Yeah, she has a cameo.
She has a cameo in it? Is that what you're wearing in it? Because Annabelle, I can just see her. She's pissed off how you're upstaging her with all your bright colors. She's just wearing white and probably eventually bloody. That is creepy as hell. If one of the guests doesn't pick that, I'll be very, very surprised. But, you know, I always am. Thank you to everyone for bringing such great name tags. And I don't know what happened. Los Angeles is back. Yeah. Doug plugs tomorrow night or today, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, June 14th, because that's when this will come out. I'm doing stand-up at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home, San Diego. This Sunday, Father's Day, Douglas Movies comes to Laugh Boston at 4:20. We sold out the Saturday show, but apparently people are super into their fathers in Boston, or they don't want to buy a ticket for their father. Whatever reason, there's some tickets available. And then Monday night, June 19th, I'm doing stand-up at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island. Also coming up, Philly, New York City, Kansas City, Salt Lake City, Tempe City, the city of Tempe, and more. For dates, deets, and links, go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com.
Now, I did not see Annabelle joining in on that, and I'm very disappointed. Do you ever hear Annabelle speak, or is she always just staring at people and scaring them that way?
Mostly staring.
I wonder what she would sound like if she spoke. I think it would sound like this. I am Annabelle. I got a prize bag, you guys. Yeah, it's got some good stuff in it. It's got this you don't have to concern yourselves with just yet. But it's got a Douglas Movies t-shirt and another plastic bag because I got to carry that other thing home after. Oh, look at this. The Christmas Peacemaker bong. Running out of those. And Clark Duke has this on his phone. He actually uses it on his phone. He was a guest on At Midnight, and I just don't get it. I don't know why it would help me to make selfies, but it's an At Midnight selfie thing that you could put on the back of your phone and then hold your phone like that and take selfies. But I just hold my phone and take selfies. I don't know why anyone would need that, but if you do, God bless you. And good luck winning it. Plus, Someone tonight is going to win stuff brought by all four of my great guests tonight. Please give a big, warm welcome to Russ Marquand, Brian Sacca, Dave Waite, and Graham Elwood. Hey! Ho! Hip hop. Ho! There he is.
Oh, shit, that is creepy.
I told you guys, I can't, we got to get into it. Who, if anybody on the panel, have you seen an Annabelle movie or the Annabelle movie?
What's it called? Annabelle Murder at the Luau? What the fuck is the movie? This is...
Well, no, you're not supposed to take into account what the lady next to Annabelle is wearing.
Oh, I thought that was
following me. No, it's not, that's not the thing. God, but yeah, there's that Annabelle doll. Also featured in, what was the other movie it's in, Annabelle? Conjuring. Yeah. I get those mixed up. I almost said another one, but that would not be cool. Let's keep it on brand for this guy. He brought the fucking Annabelle doll to the show. Like, is that what happens when you direct an Annabelle movie? You just like does it ride in the passenger seat so you can fucking cruise down the carpool lane? Cop pulls you over. Officer, Annabelle would like to curse you. You give us a ticket.
I feel like if we say a shitty joke, it's gonna come over and like kiss us on the lips. Oh God, don't
I
look
feel
at me.
Like it could just fly out of his hands at any moment. It looks ready to go. You can squeeze its face.
No.
I don't like it.
Oh, Annabelle.
August 11th?
Yes.
Okay. he deserves a good plug. I don't know why. Do you have a publicist? Like, do you want to be a guest on the show?
Sure.
Okay. We'll work that out, maybe. But first, let's see how you do as an audience member. Let's meet my guests on stage individually, starting with the man who's joining us for the first time, but he's actually heard the show, and I think he's going to know what's going on. It's Brian Sacca, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
He is from Wrecked, which season 2 premieres Tuesday, June 20th.
Well done.
On TBS.
That's correct.
Always be characters.
Close enough. All right, yeah.
We've got drama.
That's very close.
What time is it on Tuesdays?
Oh,
10? Really? Oh, 10? My God.
It's a two-part special, 10 and 10:30.
Oh, on the premiere.
Premiere night. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But then after that, it'll just 10:30. Be on at 10:30. Yeah.
It's a late night. It's a late night sitcom.
Oh, okay. Ooh. And it's basically it's like a funny version of Lost.
A funny Lost.
For people that didn't see the humor in Lost.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of like a bunch of capable people, it's a bunch of drunken idiots stuck on an island.
Oh, those people were capable on Lost? They certainly got DUIs a lot, those actors. On Lost.
That's true.
Where do you shoot yours?
We just shot the second season in Fiji.
And the first season?
Puerto Rico.
Why the change?
I have a tough life, guys.
Why the change? Tax loopholes?
Taxes.
Trump took over, moved to
Trump moved
Fiji.
Us. Trump pushed us to a nicer place.
Let me ask you, how's the water there?
It's, honestly, all they give you to drink is Fiji water.
No shit.
While I was down there, I learned that it has high levels of arsenic, and they were like, this is all you got, buddy, drink it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to die. This is good.
I thought that would land. I thought everybody would know Fiji. Man.
Yeah, you were.
I got you.
You were pretty excited about that piece of comedy. And it didn't really go your way. But that's right, you guys. Dave Waite is back! Culver City comedy phenom. Crash pad for Jeff Tate whenever he's in town, so we always appreciate you for that. But you've got a tour coming up.
Oh yeah, I'm playing any weird venue I can find, people's basements.
Oh, so you haven't really worked this tour out?
No,
I thought you wanted to come on here to promote this thing. Are you promoting? I want to find buildings in which comedy can be performed.
No, I have all the dates are there. I'm playing, you know, the hot spots, Lincoln, Nebraska.
I like it there.
Yeah, me too.
I did a show there and the check bounced.
No shit. Why do you still like it?
It unbounced eventually. We worked it out, and I can't blame the whole city for some guy writing a bad check.
That's a good point.
That's not Lincoln's fault.
Also, I'm doing Omaha.
Wow, what a tour. I'm glad you came on the show to promote it. The old Lincoln and Omaha tour.
Wow, big
bang, bang, boom.
Fucking 90-minute drive between gigs, or how does that...
That's why I didn't smoke weed, and I'm still... woof.
That's right, folks. He turned down the weed before the show, and you wouldn't know it. Based on performance. But DaveWaite.com?
DaveWaiteComedy.com.
Okay.
Yeah, some other asshole has Dave Waite.
And Waite is spelled W-A-I-T-E.
Yeah.
And lots of dates this summer that people come see.
From July to August.
All right. You got this whole summer thing on lock.
So Lincoln's like the 29th, and then Omaha's the 1st. Is that how this is... The big tour's ramping up?
It's out there somewhere on the internet.
Hey, this just in. Ross Marquand is here, everybody. Fresh off the set of Walking Dead because his character is no longer with us. And that's how it works. As soon as you go on a talk show, which this is, it means your character is gone.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong about that.
You are donezo. No more for you. When's the new season start?
I don't know. They don't know. October.
Oh, October-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd like to get it going on or around Halloween.
Yeah.
But you're shooting now-ish.
Yep.
Not today.
Not well.
You're not in Atlanta right now.
Where am I? I don't know. Maybe this was recorded 3 months ago.
What if all the characters on Walking Dead like just really started actually like cruising across the country? Would they still shoot it in Atlanta or?
Yeah, they got good tax incentives, like you mentioned
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah. But it's still supposed to be kind of the Atlanta area on the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I can never get anything out of this guy. Like, I'm always looking for a good scoop. Like, John Hamm came on one time and, like, spilled when Mad Men was going to return, and I spent a couple weeks in jail. I can't buy that kind of publicity. But thank you for being here again. I appreciate it. And finally, last but not least... Did I mention Dave Waite is here? It's Graham Elwood!
Hey! What's up?
Someone just today, I was doing an Instagram Live, and they said, when is Graham Elwood going to be back on the show? And I'm like, tonight, you asshole. Is that soon enough for you? You won't be able to listen to it till tomorrow, but, you know, I think that's good enough. Graham, of course, is the director of the documentary Earbuds, the podcasting documentary.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at the title of your own movie? Oh, shit, I didn't really think that through.
That was too wordy. Who the fuck came up with
Why
that?
Why so many words? Well, you know, for Doug Loves Movies and all the games, we love the titles that have colons and subtitles because those are hard to remember, and even the best players will fuck those up. Podcasting... Earbuds, colon, the podcasting documentary.
Yep.
The podcasting documentary.
That's goddamn right.
Yeah. Is it like in Guinness Book of Records for being the only podcasting documentary?
Maybe we're the first. I don't know if we're the only now, but...
Right, but sneaky saying the.
That's right, damn right.
Right. You claimed it. We're the podcasting
we're the one.
Documentary.
There's, any other one is like, yeah, we know podcasting, kinda. Ours is like, we're fucking the podcasting documentary.
Wow, it's such an interesting characterization. differences between the two.
Yeah.
And where how do people see it, watch it, buy it?
You can buy it at comedyfilmnerds.com. Downloads, HDs, we have bonus content and the DVD, which of course we'll put in the prize bag. And then it'll be wide through our distributor this fall. But if you buy it from us, we get all of the money. And I can buy a fucking crucifix because this goddamn Annabelle guy is terrifying the shit out of me. Everywhere I look, he's just standing there. His face doesn't change, just like the dolls. Goddamn! Is that how you directed the actors on your movie? You just sat and then stared at him with the doll and action. Fuck!
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, Graham, what do you have for the prize bag?
I have earbuds, the podcast and documentary.
Oh, and I also found this.
Oh, shit, he's got something in his pocket.
Oh, would you like a $5 chip from the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino?
Wow.
Only if I win.
I should say, oh, okay, that's no, interesting. Pass that stuff down here.
There you go.
And as far as the chip goes, you know, like, people scoff, but, you know, you could put down this $5 chip in any casino in Vegas and they will accept it.
Yep.
You don't have to go all the way over to the Mandalay Bay. Yeah, just so you know. Just so you know the value of what you've got here. This is $5 anywhere you want to go. In Vegas.
And I actually think that was when you and I were in Vegas and we went to go see some concert at Mandalay Bay. And then every time someone would leave the elevator, you'd go, "Have a Mandalay day."
I'm pretty fun. I'm a good time. Dave, wait, what do you got for the prize bag?
Oh, shit. I got a download of my album called Dead Weight. I'm Dave Waite, and so
yeah, I get it.
I have Rory Scovel's CD.
That's nice.
He's got funny. A special coming out.
Yeah, June 20th. Also June 20th.
And then Greg Poops. He's been on your show.
What? You're just bringing other people's merch?
And then future guest, Fish.
Fish! Oh, man. That's a DVD. I hope they come on the show.
You got enough chairs, so yeah.
All right. Pass it down. That's some good stuff. Brian Sacco, what do you got?
I brought a bag that everyone
that's
going to
come in handy because there's all this stuff.
A Rex Season 2 backpack because there's so many tiny little things. You can put it in this bag and take it home.
I love it. Rex Season 2 backpack. That's a nice item. You can walk around it and people will be like, "Are you involved in Rex in some way?" And you could be like, "Nope." Never seen it.
I have nothing to do. Don't care to see it.
I made a great name tag, so I won it. Now I wear it everywhere I sleep.
Everywhere I sleep? So there's some hobo here tonight that's...
I'm just saying, when people win here, they walk away with a bunch of bags. They probably look like a homeless person. Ross Marquand, what do you got?
Well, you know, it's prom time of year.
It sure is. Thanks for bringing that up.
I think. So I when I was really, really broke a few years ago, I used to shop at the dollar store, and I found this roll of, like, stickers that are all prom themed. Like Prom King, Corsage, Limo Ride, A Night of Night for Friendship, Glam Romance, but most of all, A Night to Dance. Weird fucking stickers like that. And I don't know why
I
bought this.
Yeah, a whole roll of them?
Because I was
And you
really...
were like, oh, you're broke, so yeah. Like you're in the 99 cent store wasting money on things you don't need?
I had to have it, and I never used it. That was like 4 years ago.
They should just call it... No, you never used that? You never used that?
Really? It's shocking.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
Oh.
So
why don't they call it the impulse buy store? You just walk through going, well, it's only 99 cents.
Yeah.
I'll take it. What's this shit?
This is, you know, if you're making out with your date, you got lip pop lollipops. It's a sweet grab bag, you guys. It's really... I got Sour Patch Kids, and I've got, you know, I'm a big Broncos fan, so Peyton Manning Gummy Bears.
What?
Oh my God.
Quarterback gummies. Put this into your end zone.
Yeah. Oh. These are some Japanese matcha biscuits from
Tokyo. Of course they are.
Tokyo.
Some fucking matcha biscuits.
If you want to spike the punch at the dance, here's a whiskey cocktail kit filled with bitters and all sorts of
What
fun
kind
shit.
Of random-ass stuff?
And this, you know, this is the perfect man because he's made of chocolate. Everyone knows.
It's a chocolate man?
The perfect man is made of chocolate, so...
Look at that guy.
And, if you're like trying to serenade your date, maybe you could just have, you know, you're always losing your picks, right? Guitar picks are always getting lost.
Sure.
I like to have it on my finger so you can just dangle it off of there, and then you always know where your guitar pick's going to be. So that's cool.
But then you can't use it if it's connected to this thing.
Right there. It's not too long.
It's not.
And then there's this. There's a light up heart ring, so you can give people, you know.
I think we just found
seizures.
The plot for Annabelle 3.
And then there's a LA Department of Water and Power bag that it comes in. So. For prom 2017.
Yeah. This is some great stuff. It's not at all like the contents of the bag of a homeless person. I stand corrected. It's all in there, though. This bag from Wrecked was the perfect size to contain all of it. Someone's gonna win, but first, Graham Elwood. What was the last movie you saw?
The Mummy.
I thought you were sighing like because you weren't sure what the last movie you saw was. That you're just sad about what you saw. I caught a few minutes of it like because I was curious about how it would start, but not interested enough to watch all of it. And it sure does start off pretty odd.
It's like if you take all of the weirdest, dumbest parts from like other Mummy films, Sahara, and put them in and just shook them up in the fucking bag, and then that would be what you have. It makes no sense, and but is insultingly stupid. I've never gone, God damn it, where's Brendan Fraser? I've never said that before until now.
I think the Mummy movies, especially the first one, but the two Brendan Fraser ones are pretty watchable. Like I thought they did an all right job.
The first one's a blast. It's like what a cool thing to bring back the special that you know they did some kind of new special effects when that one came out, and it was like okay, cool. Let's get Brendan Fraser running around. It took place in the 30s. This is just, I mean, I know this joke has been made by a million people on the internet, but it is fucking Mummy Impossible.
Ooh.
It's just, like, that's all it is. It's the same, like, writer-director.
I'm going to go see it now.
Yeah, man.
It's just odd. It's odd to say, what was the most exciting part of the Mummy? The plane crash. Was there a mummy in the plane? Nope. Just a plane crashing, because Tom Cruise always has to be on vehicles that are plummeting while he hangs on to them.
Yeah, and the plane crashes, and it's an American Air Force plane that crashes in England, and there's not, like, an immediate response from, like, every fucking government official in England, right? It's just these two, like, bobbies are just walking around. Hello, what do we got here? You know, mate? Oh, it's your mummy. Like, it's so dumb.
What is this, some sort of mummy plane? Oh, it is a mummy plane! And Annabelle!
Yeah.
What about you, Dave? Have you been to the cinema or watched something on a, you know, streaming service?
I watched the Shimmer Lake there on the Netflix.
Shimmer Lake.
Did I say it right?
I don't know. I'm just repeating it because I don't know what that is. Is that brand new on Netflix?
Yeah, it came out on there Sunday. It's got old Ron Livingston. Remember him from the
yes,
Office Space?
Yes, Office Space,
and,
sure.
And Rob Corddry. They're like secondary characters, but it's like a... Nope. It's like a bank robbing movie. They rob a bank. Not they, those guys. Those guys are FBI.
Who does the bank robbing?
Character actors.
You don't know the names? Rob Corddry and Ron Livingston were the only names you recognize?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it good?
Yeah, it is good. It's got like a Memento sort of backwards timeline sort of deal, you know.
All right.
It starts at the...
I like my movies to have kind of a Mentos plot line like... where a hero emerges quickly and then it's over.
Like the candy?
What what's it called again?
Shimmer Lake.
Okay.
Yeah, it's dope.
You recommend it?
Yeah, if you got Netflix, why not?
Yeah, I think that's how they should promote everything they have on there. Hey, you have this. Just fucking watch it.
Netflix.
You're
what
paying
else are you
gonna for
do?
It. Yeah, you're paying for it. So watch this shit. Shimmer Lake. Did anybody here see Shimmer Lake?
Man, I'm on top
it's
of my
probably,
queue.
It's probably like you're the only person that it's like one of the titles selected especially for you. Everyone else here is getting cool stuff.
Every time Rob Corddry's on this show, and he's been on a few times, I swear he's completely drunk. But he's always very friendly and focused, and but I think he's drunk. You gave me so little work with Shimmer Lake that I was just like, well, I'll talk about Rob Corddry for a little bit because he entertains me and how he just gets ties one on and then comes over and does my show. And then he says, see you later. And he runs off into the night. He doesn't drive drunk, but I think he does podcast drunk. It's just my theory. Brian, what about you? Have you seen anything lately?
Yeah, I just watched the documentary Tickled.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
People
oh my God.
Are so, like, they cannot get over Tickled once they've seen it.
It's,
and then
it's
people who
brain.
Haven't seen Tickled are just like, whatevs.
You got it. It's
because it's
will
so
burrow into your brain. And
that's what I'm
there.
Saying. Like, that's why I've been reticent.
I'm not gonna spoil anything, but it is about a reporter that uncovers a competitive tickling ring.
Yeah. We all know that part.
And then shit goes way down.
That's what everybody says. Everybody that's been on the show that recommends it is just like, it just gets nuts.
It gets so
and I'm
so
like,
fast.
I already
so
don't
fast.
Like watching competitive tickling. Why do I want to see that get worse?
It's not like it's going to be an uplifting story.
Oh, no, it's terrible. But everyone should see it.
You ever see Dear Zachary? Miserable.
Yes. It's not, no, it's not that.
It's not Dear Zachary, but I'm just saying Dear Zachary's another example of people have said that it's so fucking miserable, such a terrible experience, such a sad experience that I've never watched it.
This isn't Dear Zachary because Dear Zachary, you're just like, oh, this is just,
oh, please.
What the fuck?
Okay,
like,
good.
You just continually say like, huh, what the fuck is going on? Oh my God, is this real? And it is.
Okay, so just to be clear, one of them's huh, and the other one's oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Ross?
Yeah.
You saw Wonder Woman today.
Oof.
So that's the last movie you saw.
Yeah.
We discussed it briefly. You said thumbs up.
Magnifique.
Oh.
And,
I would not resist her. but
that's funny.
Yeah, she's great. I love
she's
that.
Great.
I love that gal. And but we what? Discussed it. It gets a little typical CGI overkill at the end. Like you know, I like a good villain that can still talk and be the actor that plays the villain. Like, yeah. I don't like when they turn into a CGI monster at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler. But but overall it is an impressive achievement. I'm happy for ladies.
Me too.
Right?
I would say
good
magnifique.
For you ladies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, finally, a franchise where men can't go, but dude should play that part. No, it's Wonder Woman, you fucking asshole. Shut up. But I just am dying for her to get into modern times. I'm tired of superheroes fighting Nazis because they didn't. Real heroes fought the Nazis, not made up shit.
Doug Benson takes a stand.
All right, now here's a question where I want you to raise your hand if you have an answer to this question. And we got it. We don't have a lot of time to linger on it. But Dave, did you raise your hand already?
Yeah.
All right, what's your answer?
Star Wars?
Good guess, but the question is, what's the best movie I've never seen? And I've caught Star Wars once or twice. Here we go, Rosh Marquand.
A Fish Called Wanda?
Why would you think I haven't seen A Fish Called Wanda? What kind of person...
What do I know what you've seen?
Well, let me tell you what I've seen.
All right.
Oh, no.
Movies where... Settle down, lady. Or weird dude. I have seen... I have seen movies where Kevin Kline wins the Oscar. I've managed to catch those. Yeah, but if I hadn't seen it, then you'd be right, because that is a great movie. Does anybody else have one? Brian.
M.
M? What's that?
Old German movie, but ooh. It was...
Has anybody seen M?
Yeah, of course.
Fantastic.
Classic.
Movie. Classic.
Who's in it?
Some German dudes.
Gérard Depardieu.
I might have seen it, or seen parts of it, but I'll check it out based on everybody's reaction. Is it better or worse than Predestination? Because that's at the top of my I've never seen it, but some people think it's great list. Predestination, does anybody here seen on the panel?
No.
Seen What's that?
It? Nope.
Some time travel thing with Ethan Hawke.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, I saw that. That's
Gattaca.
All right, so does anybody have anything else new to nominate? Movie you think I haven't seen that's great. I can give you guys one.
Rudy.
I've seen Rudy. Have you guys seen Bone Tomahawk?
No.
Yes.
No.
Get the fuck off of your ass and then sit back down and watch Bone Tomahawk.
Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Mm-hmm. And just Patrick it's Wilson. It's fantastic. Yeah. And also very unsettling.
That's why I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Oh, it will bother you.
Yeah.
That's it will bring unhappiness to your core.
What's
but in a really fun way.
What's the short? What's the one line? Like, what's like the quick?
What's the one liner for Bone Tomahawk?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
I could kill
unsettling...
you with this tomahawk, or I could bone you. No, that's not it.
That you choose.
That is not it. You want to die by this tomahawk or by my dick?
Yeah.
No, but it is almost as bad as that.
It's terrible.
Or worse, depending on how you look at it. But it is. It's an intense movie, but. Just a complete delight. Like when things aren't happening that are like you wish you'd never saw in that movie, there's just great acting, great characters. The great character actor Richard Jenkins is barely recognizable in it. Speaking of Lost, Matthew Fox, it's probably one of the better roles he'll ever get to play. Because let's face it, he's Matthew Fox. And...
Ooh.
Remember in Knocked, there's a point in Knocked Up where Seth Rogen is saying to Katherine Heigl, because she's an E! Entertainment reporter, and she's going to do an interview with Matthew Fox. He's like going, Matthew Fox, that guy's fucking sucks. That guy's the worst. Matthew Fox is an asshole. And he's just like slamming Matthew Fox hard, and I'm just like, what if Matthew Fox sees this? Like, God, why so much animus towards Matthew Fox? And then I just did it myself. So, now's the part of the show where Bert Kreischer needs to turn it off, because I'm about to say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, we got some great name tags out there. Your mission, select one and bring it back to your seat, and then we will start the games. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by the gang over at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewives, and collectibles. That's right, I said housewives. I meant housewares. Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. You guys already know all about Loot Crate. They've been a longtime sponsor of Doug Loves Movies and have been incredibly generous with our listeners. If you haven't already, it's never too late to join in the fun. If you want to get fancy, you can get a bigger box with Loot Crate DX. Or if you want to geek out your pet, try Loot Pets. Be the envy of your friends and get 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. June's Loot Crate theme is Alter Ego and features items from Spider-Man, Transformers, The Hulk, and DC Comics. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Again, go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription today. This episode is also brought to you in part by Hulu Plus. Everyone's been talking about the new show Handmaid's Tale on Hulu. I gotta check it out. I hear nothing but great things about it. If you didn't know, Hulu has a new look and experience that is more personalized and intuitive. Create up to 6 personalized profiles, including a new kids mode, and watch everything from Hulu originals like The Handmaid's Tale, Harlots, and Casual, to current season TV like The Bachelorette and Family Guy the day after they air, and full seasons of favorites like Fargo, Blackish, and Empire, all in one place. With a new option to add live TV, get ready to transform the way you experience TV. Hulu with Live starts at $39.99 a month, which includes the limited commercials Hulu streaming plan. That includes 50-plus live and on-demand channels. Watch sports, including ESPN and FS1, including regional sports, also news and other can't-miss events. Perfect for MLB baseball and NBA finals. You can also record live TV with cloud DVR. 50 hours of storage included, option to upgrade to 200 hours. Available on iOS, Android, and the new Apple TV, Xbox One, and Chromecast, with more devices coming soon. Enjoy all your TV in one place with the brand new Hulu experience. Go to Hulu.com to start your free trial today. Back to the show.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. I can't believe it. None of you chose the Annabelle doll.
No way. That thing is horrifying. This guy's been, he put a curse on me the minute I sat down. Or she did.
I know my name's in that thing, and I was still like, nah, dog. You see it?
Yeah, your name's Dave.
Yeah.
His name's Dave. Your name's Dave.
I said, fuck it.
I'm shocked that a genuine movie prop and the director who made the movie didn't get picked, but you guys probably have great reasons for your selections. Let's start with Ross Marquand.
Oh, I love Mel Gibson and Goldie Hawn. Everyone knows that. And I just thought this lovely play on Bird on a Wire.
Guy on a Wire.
Yeah.
Is your name Guy, the guy who made it? Oh, your Twitter handle is Guy. Okay.
So that was really, really good photoshopping, and it's really cute.
Right? Yeah. It's got, I think that's Edgar Wright on there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Edgar Wright was supposed to be here, and I got stuck in Houston.
And that's...
was sad. Yeah. Well, good job, dude.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
For being here.
Thank you.
Now there's this creep.
I got this guy just to counter... the energy coming off of Annabelle right there.
Like have that creepy Grinch doll stare at the creepy Annabelle doll.
Looking right fucking back at you, man.
They can fucking work some shit out.
It's like a shield.
And he has to, like, he's not gonna like just lay her down on the floor at this point. So now he's just sit with this creepy doll on his knee for the entire.
Exactly. And now I've realized that I have to sit with this creepy doll on my knee for the rest of the time too.
It really is scary. What's so what's the name on it there?
It just says Mark.
Mark.
It just says Mark.
It's the Grinch holding a sign that says Mark.
You could have done a little bit more, but I still chose it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a mean one, Mark. Mark.
It was about time you came back.
Yeah. Goddamn guy with his flip-flops walking around.
Oh, I was like, if Summer Coolots doesn't come back, I'm going to be disappointed. What do you got there, Dave?
I got Carrie and the Hendersons. I picked it just because the production quality was so high.
It's really nice, beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like they thought Lithgow was going to show up again.
But you didn't put yourself in it, right?
It's okay.
Carrie says, it's okay. I don't need to be in there. My name is all that matters. Carrie and the Hendersons.
I guess.
Graham, what do you got? Like some sort of hat?
Well, I thought it was a bag at first. I go, what's in that bag? And she goes, nothing. Then she goes, well, there's a rat. It's Ratatouille.
Oh, it's a chef hat.
Yeah.
And it's got Ratatouille in it.
Yeah, so it's a rat hat. And then this cool dude who made the Dances with Wolves, I didn't pick his, but he did bring donuts. So he gets an honorable mention for letting me grab his donuts.
His sign was too big. That's why I didn't fuck with
it
either.
It's too big. I just... The donuts are just right, though.
The photoshopping is amazing. Oh.
Anybody got a sign you want me to pelt with? All right, Nick.
Okay, Nick, you're kind of close.
I got a really
good
arm.
Seems like this is going to be dangerous. He's going to come at you hot.
Ah!
Don't get any ideas about throwing donuts at Annabelle. All right, so...
those are really good donuts. I'm just going to take a powdered one here. I won't throw it. I'm just going to eat it.
You're really going to eat a donut? Is that a vegan donut?
You vegan, Doug?
Not now.
All right. Is that Nicolas Cage on that thing, or is that you, Doug?
It's Trey Parker.
Oh, it's Doug.
It's me, but it really, with that mustache and everything, it really looks like Nicolas Cage. Show the whole audience.
It's beautiful.
Is that Adrian Paul?
And who brought this blanket? What's your name?
Dominic.
Oh, Dom, you got...
with the shitty name tag.
Oh... But you brought what airline blanket is this?
American.
A blanket from your American Airlines flight.
Yes. Were you afraid to say the name because you thought they'd come in here and drag you the fuck out?
No, I work.
Oh, you work for them?
Not anymore, Bill.
Every party he goes to, everyone's like, oh, he brought another blanket. Thanks. Thanks, Dom.
Oh, what my child always wanted, a vomit bag. Thanks, Dom.
But I'm putting it in the prize bag, so thank you for that. And got to pass out some buzzers because we're playing Alex's, Deb and Jason's IMDb game. So pass those down. You don't have to say your own name to buzz in anymore. You could just buzz in with whatever your sound effect is. Graham, you want to try yours?
Come on.
You don't like that one? You could trade it maybe with somebody else. If you
No, I'll take it.
All right, what does Dave sound like? Nice. That's Brian. Hello. Ross Marquand. What's your latest micro impression? Do you have any new ones?
I'm just, you know, trying to perfect my Bobcat Goldthwait.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that go?
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Shakes the clown. All right. So this is how this game works. I'm going to say the top four on somebody's IMDb page. Buzz in as soon as you think you know it. But if you guess incorrectly, it's -1 point. And you get a bonus point for each additional one you can name, you know, after you get the correct answer. Let me get a pen out because this I got to keep track of the score here. The first title in this person's best known for on IMDb is Fantasia 2000. Okay, next up. Beaches. Okay. Hocus Pocus. Ross Marquand.
That'll be Bette Midler.
Bette Midler is correct.
Oh.
1 point. You get one more if you can name the fourth thing in her top four, which I do not think you will be able to pull off because it's some sort of special or something she did.
Oh, shit.
And it's not a movie title.
Well, but I was going to say Death Becomes Her, but...
Yeah, Bette Midler?
Wasn't she in that?
No.
Oh, no, that was...
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
The Way We Were?
For her fourth title, she wasn't in that either. Stop while you're ahead. Her fourth title was
Alice is Coming Home. That's
Diva Las Vegas.
Diva Las Vegas.
Yeah, something that she was in and produced, I guess, or something. All right, so Ross is in the lead with 1 point.
Coming Home.
That's Here's the next round. Of course, sometimes it's TV shows and not movies. And this person's first credit on their IMDb is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Graham Elwood.
Danny DeVito.
That is correct.
Gee.
Boom! For 20 bonus points, Graham, name anyone else who's in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. No, you get to name you get to name three more Danny DeVito projects for a potential. You could end up with 4 points here.
Get Shorty.
Two more.
Hey.
Batman what? Forever?
What? What does that have to do with anything?
I
just did a line from Kindergarten Cop. That doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Yeah, so I said Batman Forever. Did you hear that one?
Mm-hmm.
One more. Let's go with... Taxi?
Oh, okay, yeah. It was a TV program, not to be confused with the great Jimmy Fallon movie.
And Queen Latifah. It was
right.
Just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. They're both at the top of their game. But they went with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Ah, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Batman Returns.
Cock.
There's a Batman thing on your phone, dog.
I don't acknowledge those movies. It's like the fucking Star Wars prequels. They don't exist.
And
all right, yeah, take it seriously. Get very serious. That was not me just being nerd rage, but let's all get focused on what I said.
L.A. Confidential. Yeah, so just the 1 point for you, Graham, on that one, but you are tied with Ross for first place in this game. Here's the next round. American Beauty. Oh, Graham Elwood, here we go.
Kevin Spacey.
Incorrect.
God damn it.
That's the risk you take coming in so soon.
Son of a bitch.
Graham is back to 0 points.
Nope.
Wait, who'd you say?
Huh?
Kevin Spacey.
Annette Bening? Is that what I said?
All right, the second title. The Bourne Identity. Oh, here comes Brian Sacca.
Chris Cooper.
That's correct.
And now I have to do his other titles?
You get two more. Two more shots at it. Two more Chris Cooper movies.
The Patriot. The Bourne Supremacy? No, fuck, he dies in the Bourne.
The Bourne. What?
Oh, man.
I was going to watch that this weekend.
I'm blanking on a second Chris Cooper.
That's all right. You give up?
Yeah.
Okay. They went with Adaptation. Oh, yeah, that's a great one. And The Patriot for a point. Oh, Brian pulls into the lead with two points. Ross has 1 point. Graham and Dave don't matter. No, everybody's got a chance still. Could happen for anybody. Who's IMDb top four starts with? American Beauty. Seven. Ross Marquand.
That would be Kevin Spacey.
That's Kevin Spacey. That's correct. And you get to name two more Kevin Spaceys.
Spaceys. So
give me some Spaceys.
I'm going to go with, if I had to choose.
Oh, shit.
So here's what I'm thinking. If I have to go through the Rolodex of every fucking movie I've ever done since 1985, let me think. Well, my coming out role was, of course, Working Girl. I fucking rock that movie. Then, if I had to guess, Consenting Adults, of course, with Kevin Klein, who I love. Then
you gotta pick two, Kevin.
I know. I'm just gonna name it. It's gonna be some stupid shit like The Negotiator, but I'm gonna go with, I think, Consenting Adults and some other bullshit like K-Pax.
You think K-Pax is in his top four? Yeah, maybe. I think it dives that low after American Beauty at seven. Next up, L.A. Confidential.
Shit.
Yeah, just mentioned it.
Yeah, no,
it was right there on the table.
Yeah.
And you can't deny, you know, what may be ultimately his greatest role, House of Cards.
Yeah.
House of Cards.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So that means that Brian and Ross are each tied with 2 points. So Graham and Dave, pass back your buzzers.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
Turn in your buzzers.
My fault.
Yeah, just...
I'm sorry,
Carrie. No more honking. Just pass them down here. I'll press two of them at the same time. Oh, that's annoying. And this is just between Brian and Ross. First person that can get in and answer correctly is going to take this thing home. Starts off with a TV show. Frasier. Mm-hmm. A Bug's Life. Ross Marquand.
Oh, shit. Yeah, David Hyde Pierce.
That is correct. You are a winner without even having to name Wet Hot American Summer and The Fisher King. I didn't even know he was in that. Holy shit. But Ross Marquand wins that game. Congratulations. Yay. Pass all the buzzers in. Ross, do you want to throw a donut into the crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah, grab a donut. Yeah.
Who wants it?
Who wants it?
Annabelle?
Oh, Annabelle wants it.
Really worried.
No, yeah, don't hit Annabelle in the face with a donut.
This guy wants a donut.
Yeah, hit that Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Oh.
Nice catch.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
What an amazing American you are, sir.
You are amazing.
I want to be amazing American. All right, so Ross gets to go first in our next game, and it's a little something called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I will say a tagline from a motion picture to Ross, and he's the only person in the room who gets to guess first of what movie that tagline is from. If he can't get it, then we move down to Brian, and then Dave, and then Graham.
I hope I get Bone Tomahawk. I already know that one.
How's the tagline for that go?
You're gonna die by a tomahawk. Why not get boned to death instead?
That, I don't think that's right.
That's what you said earlier.
I don't think I was quoting the tagline.
Oh.
I think that was more what I felt about it.
Oh, I thought that you were, I thought you were reading from the IMDb page.
No. IMDb. Here we go, Ross.
All right.
He's here, big as life, in a real bat epic.
What the fuck? He's here, big as life. Oh, I'm going to go with a Lego Batman movie.
Okay. That's incorrect.
Shit.
Brian?
In a real bat epic?
Use your microphone
and
voice.
He's here, big as life, in a real bat epic?
Mm-hmm. Bat, yes. Yes, the flying kind of bat, not the kind of bat that Negan has. Ryan?
Batman and Robin?
Dave?
Batman Begins?
Graham?
It's the it's Batman the movie, the Adam West show.
That is correct. Paying tribute to the great Adam West. Batman the movie. Okay, we'll start with you again, Ross, for this next one. Only one will claim the night.
Jesus.
It's not a movie called Jesus.
Only one will claim the night.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Night claimer.
Turning water into wine at midnight.
Jesus, fuck. Okay. It makes me think of Highlander. Like Highlander 2, The Quickening, that seems like a...
Really, instead of there will only be one, it'd be only one will claim the night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with something bullshit like... what's the Patrick Swayze? Roadhouse.
No.
Okay.
Brian.
My thought is the Emilio Estevez picture, Judgment Night?
No.
I believe it's with Martin Lawrence, Black Knight.
No.
That was a movie.
That was a movie, yeah.
Graham.
Can you say the term again, please?
Only one will claim the night.
Batman Returns.
That is from just straight up Batman from 1989.
Fuck.
Ah, there's a bat theme. Got it.
Okay. Ross, Courage Now, Truth Always.
I think that that's Batman Forever.
That is correct. Yeah. Brian, Welcome to a World Without Rules.
Dark Knight?
That's correct. All right, Dave. Strength, courage, honor, and loyalty. On June 20th, it all comes together. Strangely specific tagline.
I Batman and Robin?
That is correct.
Wow!
I think each of you got one, so that we'll call that one a tie. That was very well done. We did an episode recently where I did all the Supermans, and the contestants were continually flummoxed by it, but you guys totally picked up on the Batman thing. So congratulations on that. And to determine our winner tonight, we are going to play Last Man Stanton.
Boom.
Ross is still in the power position. He'll still get to go first, but then it's going to go to me because I'd like to play along. And then Graham and Dave and Brian, and you can use one lifeline during this. At one point, you can go to the person whose name tag you chose and say, please help me. And then Annabelle will stare at them until they die. Because Annabelle is not happy about not being chosen. I'm not even looking over in her direction because I know she's fucking not happy. Where is Mighty underscore Boognish? Hey, dude. How's it going? What's your real name?
Jason.
And you have a great idea for Last Man Stanton tonight?
Samuel L. Jackson.
I asked you a question. That was not, what is the name? Do you think you have a great name?
I think so.
All right. He says Samuel L. Jackson, and we've got like 7 minutes left. So I say, let's do it. But it is a, there's a lot of titles. So we're going to go fast, you guys. I'm going to give you a second to think while I write down Samuel L. Jackson. Did we ever find out officially what the L stands for? We got a suggestion in the crowd.
Larry.
Love.
Samuel Love Jackson. Love, motherfucker!
All right. Start with you there, Ross. Name any Sam Jackson vehicle.
Snakes on a plane.
Okay. I have to go with the formerly already mentioned, the Negotiator. Graham?
Let's go with Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Not familiar with that. Dave?
Jackie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie B.
187.
What?
187.
Oh, yeah.
Coming to America.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Nice.
Good one.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you guys, I don't feel good. I think I have jungle fever.
Go Gator. Hard eight.
Whoa.
Deep.
Yeah, also deep. Known as Sydney in some circles. I like it.
Star Wars, Attack of the Clones.
Whoa, look at him go. You don't even give a fucking number. You're just like...
Oh, is this a number thing?
Well, full title.
No, Star Wars 2, Attack of the Clones.
It's exactly how they wrote it. There's a little question mark in there and everything.
Kong Skull Island.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Star Wars 1, The Phantom Menace.
Okay. I'll go with The Man.
The Man.
Hmm.
The Eugene Man? Levy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Oh. Ow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
Got it. Graham.
Let's go with... How about this Samuel Love Jackson?
You can go to your lifeline while there's still some options.
Fuck, I didn't want to burn through that lifeline so quickly. But I'm in a donut haze. Ratatouille?
What do you got, girl?
Kingsman.
Full title?
Something service.
Kingsman something service. What do you want to go with, Graham?
Jesus. Kingsman Secret Service. Oh, Django. Django Unchained. There you go. Outstanding, Julie. You're my favorite rat in a hat.
Whose turn is it next?
That's mine.
Okay. You want to go ahead and take it?
The Cleaner?
Okay.
It was on Netflix. Fuck it. I watched it.
That's cool.
Patriot Games.
What? Mm. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the Patriot. I'm like, what?
Not the yeah.
Patriot Holy Games.
Shit. Nice dick. Yeah, Unbreakable.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's a good one. I'm going to go with Jurassic Park.
Oh. Hold on to your butts.
Or hang on. I get it confused. Graham?
Captain America Civil War.
Mm.
That's right. Maybe the lifeline was a bluff.
Whoa, wait a second. I'm pretty sure he's not in that one.
Yeah, he is.
Civil yeah. War.
Yeah,
it's the one where they all are there, but for some reason he isn't.
Yeah, and he says that once. He goes, anybody got guys' eyes on the Hulk?
They're saying definitely no.
He's definitely not in it.
Well, let's go to a fucking robot.
Ooh. I thought he had a cameo in that.
Yeah, he did.
Did you already use your lifeline?
He did.
Nope.
Yeah, he did.
You guys are all like, some crazy lady yelled some shit out. I don't know. She was like Kingsman. I was like, who the fuck are you, lady? I was going to say Django Unchained, and then we started moving along.
Dave.
The Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Cocksucker.
I don't believe so.
That was given the full title.
I believe the full title is Kingsman the Secret Service.
That's correct, Brian, with the steal.
True Romance.
Whoa.
For like fuck? 2 seconds.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a quickie. I'll give you another fast one. Kill Bill Volume 1.
Oh, the piano player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told Quentin Tarantino, he's like, I'll play anything. And Quentin's like, all right, you're going to play this piano player that says one thing and then get shot in the head. Graham, I'm sorry. You had a great run. You've always been a great guest on the show.
The Kingsman Secret Service.
Okay, you're back in. Dave.
Star Wars 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. We can argue with that.
Iron Man 3.
Ooh.
Correct?
Seems right.
Yeah, because
it seems legit.
He had this up. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I got a nerd shaking his head over here. The same guy that fucked me is fucking this guy.
What? He's not in 3?
No.
Nope. We got someone saying no. Well, you said 3, though.
Okay.
Ross?
The Avengers.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go Iron Man 2. Dave?
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the first one.
He's got to show up at the end of the first one.
Does he?
To be like, hey, Tony, be part of the thing.
I don't know if he does.
Yeah, he does. Are you sure he wasn't at the end of Iron Man 3?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, because that led into
He showed
Avengers.
Up a lot early on. The only one he's not in is the one Graham picked.
Which would mean he was in 3. I'm going to check
He
you,
wasn't
bro.
In 3 or the one Graham picked. In my opinion. Ross?
The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Right? Yeah, he's in that one.
Yep, he is.
And he's also, he's definitely in Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Yep.
He's probably his biggest part is in that one of all of them. So I'll say that.
Yep.
TWS. Is it just you and me?
Maybe.
Dave, are you still in?
I think I am.
Yeah. What do you got?
Was he an Ant-Man?
No.
Well, fuck it. Oh, I still had a lifeline. Did I blow it?
Oh, yeah. Go to your lifeline.
You can just say it out loud.
Die Hard 2, full title?
No. He wasn't in Die Hard 2.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't in. What do you got? What is it?
He was Live Free, Die Hard. Was
wrong.
That it?
No.
Oh,
shit.
Wrong. Nope.
Whose turn is it?
My turn.
What do you got?
The Red Violin. Oh. Am I fucking right or what? Am I right or what?
All
right.
So then I'll say Die Hard with a Vengeance.
That's okay. You want to fucking...
What else, Ross?
Shit. I thought I was gonna... Oh. What was the one where he was a homeless man living in the fucking park?
Oh, right?
God, that was great.
Yeah, he was always like, I don't have a home.
Yeah. You guys...
I thought of another one.
I'm gonna call my lifeline. I think it's called a cave. What do you guys have? What do you guys have? A surefire one. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! That is surefire.
Yeah.
Deep
Thank
Blue Sea. Deep
you.
Blue Sea. Good one.
Thank you.
That's Deep Blue Sea. I'm gonna go with.
Shit.
Come on, Sam.
Get inside my head, Sam. Shit.
Tarzan.
Oh, yeah.
What's the full title though?
King of the
Tarzan
Jungle?
King of the Jungle or Tarzan the beginning. Tarzan the Beginning. All right, I'm gonna call it. Ross Marquand is our winner. Where's this person? Where'd you get this from? Right here? Oh, perfect. There you go, dude. Congratulations. Good job. You know, there's still a million of them. What other Sam Jacksons did we not get to? Goodfellas. That's funny. Do the Right Thing, of course.
Do the Right Thing. Shaft.
Shaft. Shut your mouth.
Inglourious Bastards.
Incredibles.
The Incredibles. Frozone.
Yep.
Time to Kill.
Sex, Return of Xander.
I've never heard anyone say that with such passion. XXX, Return of Xander. Some say triple X, I say XXX. What? Does this person spell out everything? Do you want to go see THOR? What is that? T-whore?
Yeah, you want to go see T-whore?
Let's go see T-whore.
I love a good T-whore movie.
Yeah, Ragnarok.
Age of T-whore.
Graham Elwood, what do you got to plug, buddy?
Yeah, comedyfilmnerds.com and our podcast. Go to comedyfilmnerds.com, get the earbuds documentary, do all that business. Go to our Patreon page, support the show. God bless America.
Great. Great plugs. Dave is on tour. He has a website. Good luck.
Hey, that's what I was going to say.
DaveWaitComedy.com.
Yeah, but the tour starts July 18th and runs through August 26th. So I'll be.
What's the first city?
Fort Collins.
What's the last city?
I was born there.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, it's nice.
What does Kevin Spacey think about Fort Collins?
So Fort Collins is basically known for a few things. One, it's beer. New Belgium Brewery is based there. Fat Tire, any Fat Tire fans? Great. That's where it's from. And we have beer and cattle. That's what it's known for.
Earlier this evening, I got to watch next door at Franklin & Co. Pub. I got to watch Topher Grace and Ross Marquand meet each other and both confirm to each other that they're sick of hearing how they should play brothers in something or how they look alike. But that also they both confirmed, yes, we do indeed look alike.
We did the whole mirror thing.
I was looking at both of your eyes going, these guys have the dreamiest four eyes I've ever... I've ever seen in my life. Brian Sacca, the program Wrecked,
Wrecked.
Is TBS. Back on TBS next June Tuesday. 20th.
Yes.
Back to back, first two episodes.
First two episodes.
10 and 10:30.
10 and 10:30. Shit goes down June 20th. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. Watch the first season too on TBS.com or the TBS app. I'm gonna vomit for saying
get
that.
Get all
right
caught
now.
Up.
Yeah.
Get all caught up before the second season. I love that idea.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being here, dude.
Thank you, for having me.
You were a
man.
Great guest.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
I wish I would have won, but that was really fun.
That's a lot of people walk away from this like it's really going to eat at
just
you.
Just really disappointed with myself.
My first time winning, just so you know. It's my fourth time.
Okay,
first
good. Time winning, that made me feel a lot better.
It's your first win.
First win. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, you know what you win?
What do I win?
No plugs. We're out of time. But I heard you're on a very popular program and that you might continue to be on it and that people should watch it.
Maybe, yeah.
On AMC?
AMC and AMC.com.
You don't even know when it's going to premiere in October.
Sure don't.
Like, that's one of the many surprises The Walking Dead has in store.
Yeah.
Is no one involved in it even knows when it's coming back.
We have no idea.
I love that.
Yeah.
Keep you guys in the dark. That's the way
Shrouds
to do it.
Shrouds of secrecy.
I'm in.
Yeah.
What do I got to plug? I got another thing. Next Doug Loves Movies in L.A. is at Meltdown Comics on Saturday, July 8th at 4:20. Yeah. Thank you again to all of my guests, Graham Elwood, Dave Waite, Brian Sacca, and Ross Marquand.
I can't find a shithead on that.
There's no shithead on the Red Tattooey? Where's the Red Tattooey person? It's the rat is the shithead?
Yeah.
Okay, rats are a shithead. Took care of that.
Way to go.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Bay is a shithead?
Yes.
It's on the back of Mark.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's an interesting stance for the Grinch to take. People who are mad at Kathy Griffin are shitheads. Once again, thanks to our pals at Loot Crate for sponsoring today's show. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, you heard me. Loot Crate has what you are looking for. June's Loot Crate theme is Alter Ego and features items from Spider-Man, Transformers, The Hulk, and DC Comics. One lucky subscriber will also win a Mega Crate of epic proportions. Be sure to subscribe by 9 p.m. on the 19th to get this month's crate. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.